Welcome to summer, ladies and gentlemen. This is our first full week of summer, and unfortunately, the heat is expected to worsen before it improves. Fortunately, temperatures have been relatively mild this far, seasonable. A few fortunate individuals will experience late-day showers and storms, particularly south of Interstate 20 from today through Wednesday. A strong area of high-pressure system over the Tennessee River Valley and into the Carolinas will be situated off to the east this week, resulting in a southeasterly flow in the upper levels of the atmosphere. Few disturbances will be emanating from the Gulf and will ignite the sea breeze front during the afternoon hours across the Texas coast. These showers and storms will be moving northbound through the afternoon hours and dissipating just south of the Dallas-Fort Worth area after sunset. Areas north of Interstate 20 are unlikely to receive any rainfall through the period. South of I-20, a different story, but coverage only at about 20%. Afternoon highs this week. Here we go. We'll reach the mid-90s, right where we should be this time of the year. Heat index values approaching or slightly exceeding 100 degrees. Currently, though, no heat advisories are anticipated through the week. That might change, though, as we head into the weekend, as this upper-level ridge stretches and builds back to the west, potentially leading to, again, those temperatures into the upper 90s. Heat index values around 103 to 104. Again, 105 is the threshold for heat advisories for two consecutive days. Extended data suggests a potential pattern change next week with this ridge building back across the western United States with showers and storms possibly entering in from the northwest during the early morning hours before you wake up. This typically occurs in late June and into early July. We'll continue to monitor this development. Have a terrific day today and enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.